This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Nobody knows what they'll do. The jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial are expected to begin their deliberations today. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial in New York.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money case will give jurors instructions today on the charges against the former president and how to weigh them. Closing arguments were yesterday, with the defense taking more than 2.5 hours, telling jurors the star witness is a liar and Trump did nothing wrong, and prosecutors taking more than 4.5 hours, telling jurors the former president engaged in a conspiracy and cover-up. The jury will weigh 34 felony charges against Trump, stemming from what the prosecution says were falsified business records to cover hush money payments to possibly sway the election. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
What caused that Singapore Airlines flight to drop fast while in the air before it made an emergency landing in Bangkok last week? This morning, Singapore says a preliminary investigation shows it was rapid change in the gravitational force. In the turbulence, one passenger died. Many others who weren't buckled up were hurt. Much of this nation is going to get more thunderstorms today. Hail, too, maybe, and gusty winds. The Northeast, the central U.S., too, expecting thunderstorms. Texas has been hit particularly hard in this latest round of storms. The AP's Donna Warder.
Another burst of severe weather ripped the roofs off homes, uprooted trees, and flooded streets in parts of Texas on Tuesday. A 16-year-old boy was killed at a construction site while working on a home that collapsed. I'm Donna Warder.
The Smithsonian says two giant pandas will return to Washington's National Zoo from China by the end of the year. Gas is 4 cents a gallon cheaper this morning than a week ago. This is AP News. Were lawmakers with the European Union bribed to promote Russian propaganda?
Belgium's Federal Prosecutor's Office says police have carried out searches at the residence of an employee of the European Parliament and at his office in the Parliament's building in Brussels over possible Russian interference. They add the suspect's office in Strasbourg, where the EU Parliament's headquarters are located in France, have also been searched. The Federal Prosecutor says members of the European Parliament were approached and paid to promote Russian propaganda via the Voice of Europe news website. The prosecutors add they believe the employee played a significant role in this. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow fell 216 points yesterday. The S&P rose 1 point. The NASDAQ rose 99 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.